Ordinary Courage. This is not a poem written on a cocktail napkin in a place called Chuck's, where women wait at the bar for chances they have already taken, and guys who gave up camels borrow cigarettes from middle-aged managers who sip Chivas and rub wrinkled foreheads. That poem is still clinging to the napkin, now folded and slipped like a tip into the stained pocket of a waitress named Terry, who found it on the table and was pulled back, heart sliced open, to 1985, the slapped hard year she left home for mercy but only made it to Houston. These are not those healing lines. No, this is another set of stanzas, written later, as a celebration. After Terry says that thanks to my poem, she is moving to make a new start. And it becomes clear as fog lifting on an early morning drive east that no words could match the honest ardor of a woman who thinks no one else understands until I do.